I'm Maddie.
Hi, Maddie. What book are we talking about today, my friend?
Edward Tulane.
Oh, the miraculous journey of Edward Tulane. Who is it by?
Kate DiCamillo.
The great Kate DiCamillo. I'm just adding to your titles. Is that okay?
Sure.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay. Maddie, how many times approximately have you read The Miraculous Journey of Edward Tulane?
About two or three times.
About two or three times. Because it's just so good, right? And every time you reread a book, you learn new things. I love it. Good for you. All right, Miss Maddie, can you tell us about The Miraculous Journey of Edward Tulane?
There are some happy parts and some sad parts.
Yeah. What's it about? Who is Edward?
Edward is a China rabbit.
Oh. And what happens to Edward?
Girl Abilene is his owner, and then they go on a ship and he gets thrown to the ocean.
No.
And then some people were fishing and they caught him in a net.
Oh dear.
And they kept him, and then they went on a train.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the guys on a train threw him out the window.
No, Edward.
And then an old lady found him.
Yeah.
And used him as a scarecrow.
Uh-oh.
And then Bryce took him for his sister, I forgot her name. Sarah Ruth.
So in other words, you're telling me that Edward is loved by Abilene. But then some bad things happened to Edward. That makes me sad. I love that book. It's so good. Why do you like The Miraculous Journey of Edward Tulane?
Because some parts make you really happy,
mm-hmm.
and other parts make you sort of sad.
Mm-hmm. Because you feel so bad for Edward. Just when life is good, it all falls apart again.
Mm-hmm.
Which characters would you like to meet in real life?
Edward.
Yes.
Or Sarah Ruth.
Good, yeah. Anyone else? Why would you want to meet Edward?
Because he's sort of like the main character, mm-hmm. of the book.
Mm-hmm. And why would you want to meet Sarah Ruth?
Because he seems like Sarah Ruth loved him the most.
Oh, I see. Hmm. Who's telling the story? Is it a narrator? Is Edward telling the story? Someone else telling the story?
I think Edward's telling the story.
So you get to hear inside of his head what he's thinking, all those things. Love it. If you could ask the great Kate DiCamillo something, what would you ask her?
How did she come up with that idea how to write Edward Tulane?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good question. Where did that idea come from? I don't know either, Maddie. That's why we have the question, right?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Maddie, anything else about The Miraculous Journey of Edward Tulane? People should go and read this book, right?
Yeah.
If they haven't read it, read it. And then read it again. And then read it again.
And then read it again. And
yep.
Over and over.
And over and over and over. Love it. All right, Miss Maddie, if there's nothing else, then we will say happy
reading.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.